Tonight begins the Shloshes Mehagbalah, so 3 days before Matan Torah, and of course we're all anticipating the Yontif of Shavuos. So what we need to do then is to understand what is Kabbalah HaTorah, and then to understand from there what we should expect of ourselves over the Yontif of Shavuos. There is a medrash about Matan Torah, which most people are familiar with. Most people are familiar with the idea of the Medrash, but I'm going to tell you what the Medrash says. I'll read you the actual Medrash. Last night I spoke for the Tamima young women, and I mentioned this Medrash to them as well, but I did not explain it the way we're going to explain it tonight. The Medrash that everybody's familiar with is that Har Sinai was the mountain that was chosen to have the Torah given on it. And the reason why Har Sinai was chosen, as everybody knows, is because Har Sinai was a small mountain, as opposed to the other mountains that were large mountains that wanted to have the Torah given on them, but Hashem didn't want to give the Torah on them, He wanted to give the Torah on Har Sinai. And most of us are aware that the reason why the Torah had to be given on a small mountain instead of on a large mountain is because the midah that is necessary for Kabbalah HaTorah is anava, is humility. And so a large mountain would not have been appropriate for Kabbalah HaTorah. It had to be a small mountain to bring out the inyan of anivus, of humility. Let me read to you what the Medrash says about this competition between the mountains over which one would have the Torah given on it. The pasuk says in Shiras Devarah, Shimu Malachim Hazinu Roiznim, listen, kings and princes. Devarah says, Anoichi LaHashem, Anoichi Ashira, I to Hashem, I will sing. And Rashi, bringing the Medrash, is bothered by why the word Anoichi is used twice. I to Hashem, I will sing. Anoichi LaHashem, Anoichi Ashira. So Rashi says, I'll read you the entire Rashi. Shamati Medrash Agada. I heard a Medrash. Lekipech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Schar Tavar VeKarmel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not withhold the schar, the reward, for Har Tavar and Har HaKarmel, the mountains of Tavar and Karmel. Shebo LeMatan Torah, they came to Matan Torah. Losei Salem Es HaTorah, that the Torah should be given on them. The two other mountains that were in competition with Har Sinai were Har Tavar and Har HaKarmel. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not hold back their schar. They came in order to get the Torah given on them. They weren't Zayicha, but Hashem didn't hold back their schar, their reward. V'chazu b'voishes haponim, they went back embarrassed. They didn't have the Torah given on them. Amar Lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to them, Soif in the end, Shani parei alachem kiflayim, I'm going to pay you back double. Ne'emar b'Sinai, it says on Har Sinai, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem your God. It only says Anoichi once. B'Tavar, on Har Tavar, which is where Shiras Devarah happens, Ye'omer, it will be said, Anoichi, Anoichi. It says Anoichi two times. Anoichi LaHashem, Anoichi Yashira. It says it twice. Ne'emar b'Sinai, it says in Har Sinai, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem your God. It only says Hashem Elokecha once. B'Karmel, on Har HaKarmel, where you have the Ma'is of Eliyahu on Har HaKarmel, Ye'omar Kafel will be said double. Hashem Hu HaElokim, Hashem Hu HaElokim, B'mei Eliyahu. Hashem is God, Hashem is God in the days of Eliyahu HaNavi. So Har Tavar and Har HaKarmel, which wanted to have the Torah given on them, but weren't Zayicha, they left with embarrassment. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to repay you, don't worry. You'll get double what Har Sinai got. Har Sinai only got Anoichi once, Har Tavar you're going to get it twice. Har Sinai only got Anoichi Hashem Elokecha once, Har HaKarmel you're going to get it twice. That's the Medrash. Now the Medrash obviously needs Biur. What does that mean? First of all, what we all know before tonight, that the mountains were in competition over which one would have the Torah given on it. Do mountains think? Do mountains talk? Do mountains compete? And what does it mean? Even if they would compete, how does a mountain compete? HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides where he's going to give the Torah. So what happens? The mountains are vying for position. They're jostling each other, trying to get into position to have the Torah given on them, what does that mean that they're competing in the first place? So clearly, Chazal are telling us that just as Har Sinai has a midah that is associated with it, and we know what that midah is. That midah is anava, it's humility. Har Tavar and Har HaKarmel each have a midah that is associated with each of them. They each have a different midah. Not anava, but a different one. And there are three competing midahs. There are three traits, each of which is possible to be the one that is essential for Kabbalah Satayra. Each of these midas, the ones that each of these mountains represent, might be the one that is most important for Kabbalah Satayra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing that it is the one that Har Sinai represents that is the most important of the three. But all three are important for Matan Torah. What do Har Tavar and Har HaKarmel represent? What midah are they a siman of that there would be a havamina that the Torah should be given on them? So we don't have time to develop the whole stories, both stories of Har HaKarmel and Har Tavar. Har HaKarmel is the story of Eliyahu HaNavi, whether he has the final battle or showdown with the Nevi'e HaBaal, and in the end everybody says Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem Hu Elokim. And Har Tavar is where Devaira and Barak fight with Sisra and defeat him, and then Shiras Devaira is sung. Har HaKarmel, where they say Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem Hu Elokim, represents a complete and total emunah on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do we know this? We know this from several places, but I'll tell you two. First of all, because Eliyahu on Har HaKarmel says to Klal Yisrael, "Amasai atem paiskum Hashem Yasidim." How long are you going to straddle the fence? How long are you going to worship the Baal, which was an Avodah Zarah, and Hashem? Im Hashem hu Elokim l'cha acharav, if Hashem is God, follow Him.